Gorgeous day in God's country here in Florida. For all you players that are coming from the north, enjoy this week because we've specially designed this weather just for you and a great game. I'd like to welcome everybody to the East-West Shrine Players Visit here at Shriners Hospitals for Children Tampa. My name is Tom Edwards. I have the honor and pleasure of serving as the chairman of our Board of Governors here at Tampa. And it's my honor and pleasure to welcome you today. First of all, let me introduce a few people. I'd like to introduce Imperial Sir Jim Kane, who is our liaison to our Tampa Hospital and also a board member for our fraternity. Thank you, Imperial Sir. Also, our interim administrator and also our director of patient services, Miss Jane Ferguson. We also have today our interim chief of staff, Dr. Maureen. Dr. Maureen Marciel. Thank you, doctor, for being here today. And could I ask all the Board of Governors to please raise their hand and step out? These nobles come from the 13 Shrine Centers throughout Florida and South Georgia. They devote their time, and some of them travel as long as 8 hours to come here and serve our hospital. Thank you so much, gentlemen. And now it gives me a great honor and pleasure to introduce the chairman of the East-West Shrine Game, Imperial Sir Nick Thomas.
Thank you, Tom. And on behalf of Shriners International and Shriners Hospital for Children, what a great day, and our tradition continues today with the visit by our 2014 East-West Shrine teams. You know, this is a special day for Shriners Hospital, and I want to thank the chairman of the board, Tom, the board of directors, the volunteers, the staff, Beth, Jamie, the cheerleaders, and all of you players for being here and coaches, because this starts off our tradition, and what a start off today for a great week. You know, Shriners International has 22 hospitals, and this is one of our state-of-the-art hospitals. And the Tampa Hospital here is one of the finest, offering the finest in orthopedic care. And we're certainly all excited about having the players here to interact with the children. And hopefully it'll be an enjoyable experience. You'll enjoy your day with them, and hopefully it'll leave a lasting impression upon you. Closing, I just want to say congratulations on being selected to play in the East-West Shrine Game. Enjoy your day here, enjoy your week, and remember why we play the game. And the real winners are the children here in the hospital. And remember, your strong legs run so that weak legs may walk. Good luck, best wishes, have an enjoyable week here, and have fun. Thank you. Now it gives me a great deal of pleasure to introduce the guy that's responsible for all the players and coaches being here and for this great week, our executive director, Harold Richardson. Harold?
Hey, Harold.
Thank you very much. Of course, I echo Nick's feelings about all the support that we get from both the hospital board and our joint boards. It makes all this possible. I want to thank every player for being here. I appreciate the fact that you come to this game, and I think it's a mutually enjoyable and rewarding experience, and I hope y'all get just as much out of this as we do, and we're proud to have you here. You know, part of the fun of this thing for me, besides, it actually is fun picking the players, by the way, but picking the head coaches is another thing that I find tremendously enjoyable. And there's one thing that I've been in football all my life, and people kind of take one thing for granted, I think, that maybe they shouldn't. There are 32 head coaching jobs in the NFL on the entire planet. That's all there are. So anybody that achieves that position has accomplished something in their career that very few people actually accomplish. And I think over time we just kind of take all that stuff for granted. But it's amazing that the work that goes into obtaining those positions and the job that they do. The two coaches we've got for this year, I couldn't be more proud of. On the West team, we have Romeo Cornell. Of course, Romeo's been in the NFL for some time with Cleveland, Kansas City, and it's just a pleasure to have him here, and I think you young men on both teams are going to get a lot just out of being around these guys. But I'm going to have Romeo come up and say a few words.
Thank you, Harold. I appreciate that. I tell you what, it is a great day today. Just look at the sunshine. It's really nice. We can enjoy that. And you're talking about getting off to a good start. That was some kind of welcome line that we just came through, having the kids from the hospital sitting there and high-fiving them, the music playing, the cheerleaders, all of that was great. And so what we need to do is we need to continue that this week. We are all proud to be here. We're excited about being here. And we're going to make it a good week, and we're going to have a good game. And then today, also, in the interaction with the kids, we're going to have a good time with the kids. So we're looking forward to it. We're glad you're here, and we're glad we're here. And let's get it started.
Thank you, Romeo. And on the East team, we have fellow I've known for a long time, and it's, I guarantee you, the players are going to enjoy the heck out of playing for him. They're going to enjoy the weekend, and they're going to learn a heck of a lot more than they realize they are. But I'm very pleased to welcome back Jerry Glamble.
First of all, that was fun seeing Romeo come up here and address y'all. Because 200 years ago, I was Romeo's coach. And somehow I looked at him, I said, Romeo, you passed me, you're older than I am. How'd that happen? Romeo was my best player, by the way, when I was at that Western Kentucky University. Great to be here. Thanks for bringing me back. The players will realize that this game is different than any other game that's played in the United States. Because this game is all about being totally unselfish. And as they meet these children today and talk to these kids, they'll realize what an honor it is to have one small little part with these kids that know the real word, the real meaning of courage. Thanks for having our teams, and thanks for bringing me back. We love you all.
Now it gives me great honor and pleasure to introduce a gentleman that has devoted his most of his life to this fraternity and Shriners Hospitals for Children, our president and CEO of Shriners Hospitals for Children, Imperial Sir Doug Maxwell.
Thank you very much. It's a wonderful day to be here. As we've all said, how beautiful today is. That front has done a wonderful job. And I know the Florida Chamber of Commerce is a very happy group today. I want to welcome you on behalf of the national boards to one of our 22 hospitals where we have taken care of over 1 million children in our 91 years. Shriners Hospitals for Children extends from Hawaii to Boston with 20 hospitals in the United States, and a hospital in Montreal, Canada, and one in Mexico City. And just recently, we've opened an outpatient surgery center in Tijuana, Mexico, to help the children of that area. Shriners Hospitals takes care of orthopedic problems, spinal cord injuries, spina bifida, scoliosis, cleft lip and palate. And in the 1960s, we started Burns Hospitals. In the 1960s, a child with a 50% burn was probably not going to survive. Thanks to Shriners Hospitals and our wonderful doctors and research, in today's world, a child with a 95% burn has a 95% chance of making it. And that's fantastic. And better yet, we now have things to where the scars that burns always leave make them to where they're almost invisible. A lot of players that have been at this game before, you've probably heard of some of their names. Let me bring a few to mind. A fellow named John Elway, another fellow named Brett Farr, Gale Sayers, and Dick Butkus have stood where you guys are standing today. maybe in a different city, perhaps out west where the game was originated, but they very much enjoyed this game. In fact, 71 of your counterparts have made it to Canton, Ohio, and are now in the Hall of Fame. 71 of the players have played in this game are now in Canton. That's quite an accomplishment. Are you going to be one of those guys? Back in the year 2000, I was at the Friday night banquet, and there was a player at our dinner at my table, and I asked him, I said, do you think you're going to go into the NFL? And he said, God, I don't know. I played for the University of Michigan, and I'm a quarterback, and we were pretty much a running attack, and I don't think anybody's really noticed me. I said, well, good luck to you. I hope you make it if that's your desire. He, the next day, teamed up with his wide receiver, and between them they scored 4 touchdowns and became co-MVPs of that game, the year 2000. You maybe have heard of his name. It was Tom Brady. So there are a lot of possibilities of what's going to happen in this game for you. On Friday night, we will induct a few more people into our Shrine Hall of Fame. They're going to tell us not about the game they remembered, because that's quite a few years ago. It was today, the day visiting the children, that they so remember. These kids are fragile, but we've got good doctors. So enjoy your time with them. They're going to want to paint your face. They're going to want to interact with you. They're going to want to shoot some hoops. Enjoy these kids. They want to be playing with you today. And let's remember what a fellow named Dave Butts said as he was inducted into the Hall of Fame ago in about, I think it was 2005. As he spoke to us, he said, when I breathe my last breath, I will remember my family, my God, and Shriners Hospitals for Children. If that doesn't say it all, Dave felt exactly that way, a great, great humanitarian. You know our slogan, strong legs run so weak legs may walk. Thank you for being here this week and helping us bring in the next children to Shriners Hospitals for Children. Thank you very much.
Now I'd like to introduce a man around here in Tampa who does not need any introductions most of the time. He's our imperial recorder. He's a past imperial potentate, and he's our executive officer for our fraternity, Imperial Sir Jack H. Jones.
Thank you. Thank you, Tom. Thank you. And I know you've all been indoctrinated into this great day that we have here, and it was so great to see all of the players coming in. I do congratulate you on being here and being appointed and being a part of this great game. Now, you heard all about the hospitals. I know you're anxious now to get out there and have a good time with these kids, and you will have a good time with the kids, and they'll have a great time with you. They're so proud and pleased, the children are, that you're here on this day, and take the time out of your busy schedule, because we know what you've got coming in these practices in the next few days. So it's so wonderful to have all of you here, and I know you're going to have a great time. Thank you all for being here. Thank everyone, all the nobles, all the ladies and guests that we have here today besides the players. Thank you so much, and have a great day, a beautiful day in Florida.
Now this is a very special part of the program. I graduated from Brandon High School Girls, so I do know what the R means, and that means Robinson. Julie Andrews here is a cheerleader at Robinson, was a patient for Shriners Hospitals for Children, and she has a special song that she'd like to share with us today. Julie?
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white. The dark blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of a rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people passing by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They'll learn much more than I'll ever know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Julie, that was just beautiful, and it sort of made, put the icing on the cake for today's get together in this beautiful weather. And now for a lot of us, we always term this next person that's going to speak to you as the number one Shriner in our fraternity. He's the president and CEO and our Imperial Potentate of Shriners International. It gives me great pleasure to introduce Imperial Sir John A. Sonato.
Thank you, illustrious sir. And this will be sort of brief. I hate it, but sort of a nasty cold, so I'll cut these remarks very short if I could. But there's a couple of people that have served this fraternity very well, and he's standing out there. Imperial Sir George Mitchell, past Imperial Potentate from Toronto, Canada. Imperial Sir. Current member of our board, Wayne Latchett. And I'll ask him to stand up, but he might have to stand on the block. Where you at, Wayne? Wayne Latchett from Ismailia Shrine. Thanks, Wayne, for your service. You know, this is a great honor to be here. Just left beautiful California and had the opportunity to ride on the Rose Bowl float along with my Lady Margaret, a couple of our patient ambassadors, an outgoing Imperial Sir on the board, Gary Dunwoody and his wife. And for 5 miles, the streets were lined with people seeing love to the rescue Teddy up on that float. I hope you had a chance to see the Rose Bowl float. It was absolutely wonderful. So I want to say thank you, because this is another step, love to the rescue, where you're going to get the first-hand chance to see what love is all about. Love to those kids that need your help. So thank you very much, coaches. Thank you very much, players. Thank you, patient. Thank you, the parents of players that might have joined them. And thank you all, nobles, ladies, and guests, for what you do to continue a tradition that started in 1925. God bless the Shrine, and God bless Shriners Hospitals for Children and the people that care for our kids. Thank you.
Thank you, Imperial Sir. And as all of you know, putting on an event such as this is just a monumental job. I would be remiss if I didn't thank the motorcycle escorts today, the volunteers that had lunch with the players, all the volunteers of this hospital and the Shrine Centers to come out and support this today and help make this a great, great day for the players. I do want to wish each and every one of the players a very healthy and safe game next week. Have fun this week as you go through your preparation. We look forward to seeing you at the game for the 89th East-West Shrine game next Saturday at 4 o'clock at the Trop. We wish each and every one of you to enjoy the food, see the kids, sign some autographs, and have fun today. We thank you once again for coming and sharing this moment with you. Thank you.
You've been listening to the opening ceremonies for the 89th Annual East-West Shrine Game, coming to you from Shriners Hospital for Children.
Thank you for joining us today. Want a couple announcements. If you have any questions, ask the people in the referee shirts. Guys from the blue team, red team, there'll be children coming up to you asking you for autographs. Give them some autographs. They'll be asking to give you or have them take photographs with you. Enjoy your time with them. Play a little basketball, play a little cornhole, whatever you want. Enjoy your time with the kids. We want to thank Busch Gardens, USF Cheerleaders, Over the Top Entertainment, Boston Market, the Theta Chi Fraternity of USF, the 13 Supporting Temples of Shriners Hospitals for Children of Tampa, the Egypt Motor Corps, the Rough Riders, Robinson High School Cheerleaders, USF Public Health Services, the East-West Noble Committee, Lakeland Shrine Club, Senior Home Care, Julie Williams and Strong Legs Club, the staff and volunteers of Shriners Hospitals for Children Tampa, the Columbia Restaurant, the sponsors, all the sponsors of the East-West Shrine Game. Have a great day, enjoy yourselves, and we'll look forward to seeing you next week.
Okay, there you have it. The opening ceremonies from Shriners Hospitals for Children, the 110 or so players on the East-West Shrine Game East and West squads arrived at the Tradewinds Resort on St. Pete Beach last night and got up this morning and had lunch over at Columbia Restaurant and then had a motorcycle escort over here to Shriners Hospital for Children on the campus of the University of South Florida in Tampa. Then following the ceremonies you've just heard, the players will be getting involved with a number of the patients here who are all out on a beautiful day in Tampa. And they're already beginning to play basketball and play some of the other games as we speak. Now, this coming week, the players will be practicing Monday through Thursday. Those practices will occur at Shorecrest in St. Petersburg, as well as at St. Petersburg High School. There are practices in the morning and in the afternoon. They are free and open to the public. We'll be announcing the specifics and times of the practices on RadioSt.Pete.com tomorrow. But to suffice it to say, it's morning and afternoon, Monday through Thursday. Now, these practices are more than just practices. They are actual tryouts for the National Football League. The East-West Shrine Game is really a week-long job interview for the NFL. And so these practices are extremely important for the more than 200 scouts and player personnel people from the National Football League teams to evaluate the talent, the formidable talent that is here. There'll be a Hall of Fame banquet at Tropicana Field on Friday night, and then the 89th Annual East-West Shrine Game is this coming Saturday at the Trop. Tickets are available for only $15. All of the tickets are general admission tickets, and you can get them at the door on Saturday. You can't make it out to the game, or if you're listening from outside the area, I invite you to listen to the 89th Annual East-West Shrine Game right here on RadioSt.Pete.com and our flagship stations here in Tampa Bay, 620 WDAE, Tampa Bay Sports Radio. Also being heard on the Tantalk stations in Pasco County and WSRQ, AM and FM, just south of the bridge, 1220 AM. WSRQ, the voice of Sarasota, our affiliates, and about 36 other radio stations throughout the country will be on the radio in Atlanta and New York and Cleveland and Detroit and Denver, Colorado, Chicago, Illinois, Houston, and a lot of other places. Patrick Keenis and Brian Jordan and Rick Berkey will be bringing you the game, and we can promise you a great broadcast on Saturday afternoon, not only a lot of great football action and information, but a lot of very, very inspiring information about Shriners Hospitals for Children and the great work that they do. So you've been listening to a broadcast of the opening ceremonies of the 89th Annual East-West Shrine Game Week, coming to you from Shriners Hospital for Children on the campus of the University of South Florida. For RadioSt. Pete.com, I'm Joe Bordeaux, returning you to our studios.